First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Laboratory Professionals Week, and Cold Weather Incentive Pay. The 31st Medical Group at Aviano Air Base observes Medical Laboratory Professionals Week every April. This week honors clinical laboratory personnel and provides an opportunity to educate Wyvern Nation about the laboratory profession through interactive games and facility tours.
Lab technicians fill a vital role in providing professional medical care. However, they often go unnoticed by the general public and even other members of the medical community. The laboratory flight at Aviano Air Base consists of several sections, including the drying room, where specimens are collected, and other sections including shipping, urinalysis, chemistry, hematology, and microbiology. Master Sergeant Paul Charo, 31st Medical Support Squadron Laboratory Flight Chief, explains how the lab affects mission readiness not only in April, but throughout the year.
As military members, right, you have the human body. You're using yourself to do the job that you're doing. And so basically, we're one of those keys to make sure that people are healthy and able to work in their respective career fields. And so as far as readiness goes, we're unfortunately one of those pieces where people have to come in and they have to get stuck and drawn, but it's for a reason. It's just to make sure they're healthy and they're good to go. And then also when they're gone, we take care of their families as well. So just so they have that peace of mind that, hey, wherever I'm at, my family's being taken care of back home.
Charo also says the process to get necessary samples can be daunting for some individuals, but assures the laboratory staff aims to make the experience as easy and comfortable as possible. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Cold Weather Incentive Pay. With your Air Force News, I'm Senior Airman Naomi Sabornin. Airmen and Guardians will now receive incentive pay for assignments to qualifying bases in the U.S. where temperatures are expected to drop below negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit. The Cold Weather Assignment Incentive Pay is a lump sum payment given after signing an agreement to serve a 12-month tour at a qualifying location. The payment intends to ease the financial burden of purchasing certain climate essentials like extreme cold weather gear, snow tires, engine block heaters, and emergency winter car kits. Alex Wagner, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, says the incentive payment will ensure service members and their families have the resources they need to live safely and work in the extreme environment. The first payday is expected to be delivered July 2024. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson. We'll be right back.